Vonker Polysilicon of North America broke ground last April on a new plant in Charleston, Tennessee. I spoke with the head of human resources at Vonker about the new plant and jobs that will be available in the chemical industry. There's a new chemical plant being built in Bradley County that doesn't actually produce market goods. Instead, this company makes a very specific product for other corporations to use. They also have very specific needs for their workforce and have teamed up with Chattanooga State Community College to help prepare job candidates. Erica Burke joins me with details about the company and their staffing needs.
We're actually making hyperpure polysilicon. It is just one product. When it comes out, it's actually in the form of a large rock. And when we send it to our customers, it's in different sizes or different chunks of that rock. And it is used in the semiconductor industry as well as the photovoltaic industry. The product that we're making here in this plant will mostly go to the photovoltaic industry. So it will be placed in solar panels.
The plant itself will be built in Bradley County and will be opening in 2013. But currently, your human resources department is seriously involved in finding people to fill those positions when the plant is ready to roll.
We are intensively recruiting individuals to fill our engineering positions, our chemical operator positions, and all types of business positions. Currently, we have hired, just this week alone, a number of our management positions in our operations area. The first group of management positions, in most cases, need to go to Germany for a period of time, as we do not yet have a plant open for them to learn on. We have been very pleased with the applicant pool that we've received. We've received well over 10,000 resumes. If I had to count it, it might be several tens of thousands of resumes. We've had just an excellent level of experience and quality in these applications, whether they're for our hourly workforce or for our professional management positions.
Because it is a chemical manufacturing plant, you do have a lot of positions available for people with chemist or chemical backgrounds, but you also have an entry-level training program in association with Chattanooga State that is helping to prepare a lot of that workforce.
We do. In fact, we have the Vonker Institute at Chattanooga State, where we have a chemical operator, or I believe it's called a chemical process technician program. And we are hiring all of our chemical operator positions out of that program. That program is usually a two-year program. It is an associate's degree program. We will be interviewing the students after their first semester. If they pass the interview, they will be notified and will get a job offer a year to a year and a half before they even complete the program. In this day and age where there is a lot of unemployment, to know that you have a job waiting for you at the end of a degree program a year to a year and a half in advance is pretty unique.
Where in Bradley County will the plant be located?
In Charleston. It'll be right off of exit 33 on I-75.
The plant doesn't open until 2013. How many employees do you think the plant will have once it's at full operation?
It will have around 650 employees.
And all of these will be actively engaged in creating this chemical process.
Absolutely.
Is this the first American campus for this company?
It is not. We actually have our NAFTA headquarters in Adrian, Michigan. We also have several other plants across the country, but they're very small locations. This is the first polysilicon plant that Vonker is building outside of Germany. And this is the largest investment Vonker has made outside of Germany.
Summer of 2011 saw the first students enrolled into class at the Engineering Technology Vonker Institute at Chattanooga State Community College. The courses are designed to prepare a workforce for the new chemical plant being built in Bradley County.
I would like to encourage anyone who is interested in making a career change or going back to school to look into this program. It is a two-year program. You do get an associate's degree at the end, and it is an associate's degree. The classes taken at this associate's degree program at the Vonker Institute will apply toward different degree programs at UTC. I would highly encourage anyone who would be interested to please go on to Chattanooga State's website, and I believe it's chattanoogastate.edu, and check out the Vonker Institute. There are several information sessions where you can learn all about the Vonker Institute and all about Vonker as well, and how to enroll in the program. For those of you who would like to immediately make a decision, I certainly encourage you to apply for this semester, because the sooner you're done, the sooner you have a chance to come and work for us.
There are jobs posted on Vocker's website as well.
We have a number of jobs that are posted on Vocker's website, and that is www.vocker.com. Please go under the Careers tab. We will be posting positions on a daily basis, so please continuously look. You can already upload your profile so that afterwards you can go in and just click to add jobs that you're interested in. Your profile will automatically be sent to the recruiter responsible for that job. Please remember your passwords, because I think that's been the biggest issue. We've had a lot of people apply and they forget their passwords and they can't get back into the system. But we encourage everyone to download their profile ahead of time so that it will be a very, very easy process. We can also search in our database for certain qualifications, and we will do that. But I guarantee that we read every resume that comes into our e-recruiting system.
Aside from the program at Chattanooga State, what other kind of people are you looking for?
We are definitely very interested in engineers of all backgrounds, mechanical, electrical, civil, chemical. We are also looking for people with leadership experience. We are looking for people with manufacturing experience and obviously people with a chemical background. We have a number of lead chemical operators that we hired in summer of this year. They will soon all be going over to Germany. They did 6 months of very intensive training at the Vocker Institute in March. They'll be going over to Germany for 6 months. So we're all very, very excited about this new adventure, and I know they are. I think anyone who is interested in having the opportunity to see Germany, this is the time to come on board with Vocker. Many of the positions are required to go over to Germany for a business trip to see what the sister plant looks like, also to stay there for a while to train and learn.
Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for details on Vocker Institute and other information about Vocker Polysilicon of North America. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.